A drive-by shooting at Aurora's Nome Park left six teenagers from Aurora Central High School wounded yesterday. The Aurora Police Department has confirmed all six victims, with ages ranging from 14 to 18, are students at the high school. All six were hospitalized and are expected to survive, although one student underwent emergency surgery. Police say they believe assailants fired multiple guns from a car and possibly on foot in and near the park. No arrests have been reported as of early this morning. Yesterday's shooting comes amid a rise in violent crime targeting youth in Aurora. The Denver Post reports three teens have been killed by gunfire in Aurora in the past 3 weeks. According to gun violence prevention groups Students Demand Action and Moms Demand Action, firearms are the leading cause of death among children and teens in Colorado. The Colorado Department of Labor and Employment has made new agricultural overtime rules. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The new overtime rules will make Colorado among only six states who have an agricultural overtime for workers' rights and protections. Colorado Newsline reports that Senate Bill 2187 overturns the state's prior rule that exempted agriculture employers from giving out any overtime pay. Now, starting November 1, 2022, through December 31, 2023, agricultural employers must provide overtime pay at 1.5 times the regular rate for more than a 60-hour work week. And then in 2024, the rules change by taking into consideration if a farm is a highly seasonal agricultural employer versus farms that are non-highly seasonal, like dairy farms. Also included are small farms with an average adjusted gross income of $1 million or less over the 3 years preceding 2024. In most cases, agricultural employees who work more than 15 hours in a single day are to be paid an additional amount equal to 1 hour's pay at the minimum wage. SB 87 is also requiring new rules for agricultural labor conditions. Comments are now being accepted on the new labor condition rules until December 20th. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
The Colorado Supreme Court unanimously approved yesterday the State House and Senate maps drawn by the Colorado Independent Legislative Redistricting Commission. The court's approval is the last step for the congressional and redistricting process done once a decade. The process was overseen for the first time by independent commissions created through voter passage of Amendments Y and Z in 2018. The Colorado Supreme Court previously approved the new U.S. House congressional maps on November 1st. According to the Colorado Sun, the new state legislative maps appear to favor Democrats maintaining a majority in the General Assembly. The city of Boulder has reopened the popular Royal Arch Trail. The trail was closed for 6 months because of significant maintenance and reconstruction work. According to the city's news release, the Boulder Open Space and Mountains Parks Department conducted extensive reconstruction along 1,000 feet of the trail to realign it away from more sensitive wildlife and plant habitats. The department will conduct additional maintenance along the trail in 2022, which will require additional closures. The Colorado Housing and Finance Authority has awarded Boulder Housing Partners tax credits to help finance the Mount Calvary Senior Apartment Community in South Boulder. The award includes a close to $700,000 in state affordable housing tax credits and roughly over $1 million in 4% state low-income housing tax credits. According to a Boulder Housing Partners news release, the Mount Calvary development features 60 apartment homes for residents 55 and older, and includes 15 homes for older adults exiting homelessness. Boulder Housing Partners plans to break ground on the apartment community mid-2022. Today's weather for the upper metro front range includes partly sunny skies and breezy winds, with highs reaching the upper 60s, low 70s. Winds could gust as high as 33 miles per hour for Denver and Fort Collins and 37 miles per hour for Boulder. There is a red flag warning starting 10 a.m. this morning to 5 p.m. this afternoon, as wind and low relative humidity is expected for most of the urban corridor and nearby plains. Tonight, there is a slight chance of rain and snow showers with lows in the upper 20s. The current temperature outside the Boulder studios is 63 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.